do your reports from New Orleans, and just enjoy yourself out there, okay?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Mike Clemens, everybody. It's 9 o'clock at WRJ and on the Don. I'll see you Monday morning at 6 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. Hey, we've got Dan Marcus. He's coming up next. Don't forget, 10:45. Listen to his interview with Hermits Hermits. Remember what they said. And after 2 o'clock, Kurt's going to ask you to call in and remember. And if you do, and you're the first caller in, you win a pair of tickets to see Hermits Hermits in association in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on February 28th. All right, 9 o'clock. Let's check news in the morning. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN for Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Investigators now have two black boxes to work with from Wednesday's collision between an American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. They're hoping the data will allow them to figure out exactly what happened in the moments leading up to the crash that killed 67 people. We've already learned two air traffic controllers were doing multiple jobs. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Nick Daniels, the president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, told CBS Mornings they're dealing with a short
10,800 certified controllers are out there doing this job day in, day out, where there should be 14,335.
So he says it's not uncommon for them to routinely combine positions.
There is usually someone in a supervisory position looking at the overall workload and complexity in order to make those determinations of what positions we need open and when we need them open.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at Reagan National.
The NTSB is going to look at how staffing and how manpower issues would have factored into this. Also, communication is huge. Did controllers and the pilots of that helicopter know the plane had pivoted to another runway? Controllers knew. Did the helicopter pilots understand where they were looking when they said, "We see the plane"?
Divers are back in the Potomac searching for victims. Several were figure skaters returning from an elite camp in Kansas, including Douglas Lane's 16-year-old son, Spencer, a member of the Skating Club of Boston.
From the adults running the club to the smallest skaters to the people that are, you know, competing for a shot at the Olympics, they all just adored him.
CBS News has learned 40 bodies have been recovered so far. The price of everything from guacamole to pickup trucks could be going up. President Trump says he'll impose new 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico tomorrow. Reasons?
Number one is the people that have poured into our country so horribly and so much. Number two are the drugs, fentanyl, and everything else that have come into the country.
Shares of Walgreens down more than 11.5% in pre-market a day after the drugstore chain announced it was suspending its dividend, breaking a streak of quarterly shareholder payouts that date back to 1933. Struggling company says it wants to strengthen the balance sheets and improve cash flow to try to turn things around. How's the glass for you? Half empty or half full? Here's something to consider from CBS's Michael George.
Research by the American Psychological Association found people who were more positive about the future tended to save more money over time than pessimists. The effect was the greatest for people with lower incomes, but the study found anyone with an optimistic outlook may be more motivated to save.
NASDAQ futures up 157. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. It happened on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Local and DNR teams are assisting in the search, which highlights concerns about thin ice in the area. A Racine man has been charged with a felony for shooting at someone near his vehicle, mistakenly believing he was protected by the Castle Doctrine. The incident resulted in no injuries. Jesus Cabrera was released on a signature bond. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upward to $4.3 billion. That exceeds the previous estimate of $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to spark negotiations with lawmakers over how to use that money. And downtown Racine will feature large metal kites as part of its annual public art installation this summer. The kites are being built by welding students at Gateway, and they'll be decorated by selected artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football. You know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Current temperature is 37.
Wax Museum. More concert tickets coming soon. WRJN.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Song and a smile for the banjo. Better get wild and get loose.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Now that you're gone, all that's left. Rita Payne did Band of Gold. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Valentine's Day coming up pretty soon, and you're going to be looking for things for your sweetie, right? We got them all for you here. Listen to what you could win from WRJN. Flowers. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha will give you flowers. And if your sweetheart has a sweet tooth, Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha has got a nice item for you. And jewelry, Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. And concert tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. And we're throwing in Mannheim Steamroller's beautiful Romance CD. You're hearing part of it right now. It's a collection of really nice romantic songs, perfect for setting the mood. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more with that special someone. So if you're interested in winning all this, all you've got to do is sign up at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. And happy Valentine's Day. Good luck winning it all from WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the personal touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let the personal touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Cause it's kind of
boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Leila, Leila, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, the very first song that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards wrote together. It's on the way.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time, can't make her mine, she's no one's lover tonight.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and an update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In Kenosha County, a search for a missing 70-year-old man resumed this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. A UTV fell through the ice yesterday, with two other people on that vehicle able to escape. The 70-year-old man remained in the water. Crews were out late into the night and resumed this morning. The incident highlights concerns about ice safety. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling issued a warning earlier this week after multiple water rescues in Racine County. Downtown Racine will again transform into an art gallery this summer with the pieces picked. Large metal kites will adorn the downtown for the annual art installation. The metal kites will be built by welding students at Gateway and then decorated by a group of selected artists. Applications are currently being accepted. After the summer display, the kites will be auctioned off. License plate aficionados have a new one to learn. A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work in sustaining over 2.4 million acres of forests. With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Current temperature is 37.
See clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Music that makes you feel good, even if you did fight the law and the law won. Bobby Fuller 4.
I'm breaking the rocks in the Hudson. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and concert tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association coming up.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Can't come, but it's stronger than a country house. And when the bad folks are
all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin in the wind. You don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Hey, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN, with Jim Croce there. Now, what was the very first song, do you think, that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones wrote together? Nope, not that one. Nope, not that one either. Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Well, they didn't even have the first hit with it. They gave it to somebody else, and she had the first hit with it. That song is coming up next in the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Opening up the vault door for a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This song we play today because the person who performed on this song passed away yesterday, Mary Ann Faithfull, at the age of 78. The song has an interesting history. It was the first song written by Keith Richards and Mick Jagger together of the Rolling Stones. Their manager said, you guys can't keep doing other people's songs. You'll make more money if you write your own songs. So he locked him in a kitchen and said, come up with a song. And they took their inspiration from the movie Casablanca. Do you remember when Sam, the piano player, played this song?
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
That's from the movie Casablanca, and it's a great song and a timeless song. And so taking their inspiration from that, they wrote the song as, instead of as years go by, as tears go by, and then gave it to Mary Ann Faithfull, Mick Jagger's girlfriend at the time. And it was a hit in England and a modest hit in America, and the Stones did it in 66, a year after this came out from Mary Ann Faithfull on WRJN.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by.
Faithfull, who passed away yesterday at the age of 78. She was something of an icon in the mid-60s. She was one of the very few faces of swingin' London in the mid-1960s. Mary Ann Faithfull. 78 years old, passed away yesterday. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget this afternoon at 1:45-ish on WRJN.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. In the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
Good times.
local news, timeless hits, and the DC 5 on RJN.
You say that you love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Divers are back in the Potomac, hoping to recover additional bodies from the collision of an American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport Wednesday night. The remains of at least 40 of the 67 victims have already been found. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve says the search continues for clues into what caused the disaster.
Nearly 50 National Transportation Safety Board investigators will be combing the Potomac River for evidence.
We have data. We have substantial amounts of information. We need to take our time to make sure it is accurate.
Key pieces of that data should come from the plane's two black boxes, which were recovered from the water Thursday night and are now being analyzed at a nearby NTSB lab.
CBS News has learned two air traffic controllers were performing more than one job each. The union's Nick Daniels tells CBS Mornings.
It is not uncommon for us to routinely combine positions, decombine positions. There is usually someone in a supervisory position looking at the overall workload and complexity.
14 of the 67 people killed were members of the U.S. figure skating community, among them athletes and coaches returning from an elite national development camp in Wichita. Olympic gold skating champ Brian Boitano was friends with one of those coaches. He tells CBS Mornings.
Our figure skating community is really connected. We're a small community, but we're very close-knit. So when something happens to one of us, we all feel it and we all try to gather around for support.
Hamas is expected to free three more hostages in Gaza, including Keith Siegel, who was born in North Carolina. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.